In last week's gospel, we heard where Jesus entered the desert, and for 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and prayed. And in that time, we saw his humanity, that Jesus was tempted by Satan, but because Jesus is God, he overcame that temptation and did not give in to it. But during last week's gospel, Jesus was inviting us to journey with him in the desert, this Lenten journey, to take the time to enter into the darkness, into the desolation of the desert, to concentrate on him and our relationship with him, to meditate and pray, to give alms, to see where I need to grow in greater communion with you and greater love with you. In today's readings, we hear of the great love and faithfulness that God has for each one of us. Beautiful readings when we meditate and pray about them, that each one of us is created for a specific purpose, and each one of us is purposely created to be here today. We, as the first reading of Genesis, we hear that Moses is to look up Abraham, look up to the sky and see the greatness of all the stars. And when he looked up into the stars and saw the greatness and vastness of the stars, each one of us was there that day. Each one of us was a star waiting for Christ to bring us down into this world. And we hear of the covenant that is brought forth, that his people will be plenty, be multitudes of people, and that out of their faithfulness, God will journey and help them journey from slavery in Egypt to the promised land, where there's milk and honey, fertile soil, good grains for their cattle, and prosperous crops for them to live on. We see of God's faithfulness and his love. And we're reminded of that from when we hear our second reading from St. Paul to the Philippians, that our citizenship is in heaven, and within that we await our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're reminded that we're not made for this world. Our citizenship and all we do should draw us for eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven. He doesn't want us to be bogged down with the material things of this world and all the stuff and all the busyness of our lives. He wants us to focus this Lenten journey on where our true citizenship is with Jesus in heaven, where we experience true happiness, true peace, and all the yearnings of our heart that we sometimes get busy and forget that we're drawn to heaven. We're not made for this earth. Like Jesus, we are just sojourners on a journey to be with him for eternal life in heaven. Today's gospel, Jesus invites his three favorite disciples to journey with him out into Mount Tabor, to go up the mountain, Mount Horeb, and to pray with him. He invites them into this special intimate relationship in this special time where he prays to God the Father. And what happens is they see a vision of Elijah and Moses. And they see that, and they don't quite get the connection. And even in Jesus' face becoming dazzling white and bright, so bright they can't even look at it, and his clothes so dazzling white, they don't get the message of what Jesus was sharing with them. And they probably don't even want to hear the message. Because see, Moses is there to represent the law, and Elijah, the prophets, the great prophets, he was always bringing the people back from their pagan beliefs and pagan worship of gods back to the one true God, our God the Father. But they didn't get where Jesus was the fulfillment of the law and was making a new covenant with us, that he is going to cleanse our lives so that we may have eternal life with him in heaven. You see, they saw the resurrected body of Jesus. Jesus had shared with them that he's going to have to go down to Jerusalem. He's going to have to undergo the passion, the death, and the resurrection for our salvation. And they didn't want to hear that Jesus had to suffer. They didn't want to hear it, so they wanted to build three tents and change the subject and change the thought. But they just didn't get it. And Jesus wants us to know, too, that life is not easy, that we have sufferings just as he had sufferings, but we need to enter into that pain, into those difficult moments, because all of us are broken in some way. All of us have broken relationships, difficult moments in our lives with challenges of health, of family, of our careers. We all struggle at some point with something. And Jesus is inviting us during this Lenten journey to enter in and lean into those difficult moments with him. That he wants to glorify us and give us more glorification in our lives here if we just turn to him. We heard in the gospel at the end a cloud came, and God the Father says, "This is my Son, listen to him." Jesus wants us to quiet our hearts. He wants us to quiet our lives, that we can listen to him on this Lenten journey, to slow down, to sit in silence, to sit in the quiet and let him speak to us. Let him heal us. Let him become more alive within us. And we can't do that if we don't listen to him. I was reading an article this past week about this monastic cloistered nun community of sisters. And part of their Lenten practice is they each get their favorite picture of Jesus. And for their holy hour each day, they gaze into the eyes of Jesus on that picture. And they gaze into those eyes because they're asked to remove their masks that keep the Lord from seeing them more fully, and for others from seeing them more fully. You see, we all try to wear masks that we like to portray a certain image to certain people, and a different image over here, and a different image over there. And it's exhausting, isn't it, when we try to put on different roles towards those we interact with during our week. And the Lord wants us to be who he created us to be, created in God's image, but we're each created uniquely. And when Jesus looks into our eyes, he sees the uniqueness of what we each are. And he sees that goodness. He doesn't see the scars. He doesn't see the bumps. He doesn't see what we see. But he sees the goodness in which we are created. He wants us to spend time to listen. I don't know, for some of you, I'm sure some of you are on a good road of your Lenten journey. You're doing well in your prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And I'm glad for you, and I pat you on the back for your faithfulness, your dedication, and your fortitude on your journey. Some of us might have a bumpy start like I did. It didn't start out quite like I had planned. I was on vacation. I come back from vacation excited for Ash Wednesday, looking forward to our first fish fry in 2 years before COVID. And I go on Tuesday afternoon to the penitentiary for my weekly ministry, and they always test me for COVID. They tested me, it was positive. They all ran around putting masks on, tested me again, and it was positive. So I had to go home, and I had to stay home till last Sunday. And you know what? I was angry. I was upset. I was frustrated because I wanted to be with you on Ash Wednesday, and I wanted to be with you for the first fish fry. But out of my anger, I had to step back and say, okay, Lord, this is your plan for me. I can still start my Lenten journey on my own, at home alone. So I started it. But it wasn't what I had wanted and what I had planned. But I had to turn to God and what His plan was. I felt bad because Monsignor had to pick up the slack. But then I remember, well, I picked up the slack when he had it in August of 2020. I was blessed. I was blessed to go this long without having it. So I tried to focus more on that, well, at least I made it this long. But the Lord wants us to look and see where He can transform our lives. That's the message of today's gospel. He sees our goodness and He sees the purity within us. But He's asking, where do you need to listen to Me more fully? Where do you need to surrender in your life? What little aspect can we tweak or give ourselves a tune-up that we can become better people, that we can become more of what we are created to be? He wants us to spend time to listen, to spend time with Him, to work on one particular thing perhaps, or let go of something else in our lives so that we can be transformed come Easter morning and through our Lenten journey. That's what He desires for each of us, to become better at who we are. That brings greater happiness, brings greater peace, brings greater fulfillment in our relationships with each other. That's what He's asking us to do this Sunday, the second Sunday of Lent. Spend time to listen to Him. Spend time and allow Him to transform us to become more like Him. In doing that, we will have greater peace. We will grow in our faith. Our hope will become more fulfilling. And our love for God and one another will become greater. Will we take this opportunity this Lent to become more glorified and united with Jesus Christ and with each other, our faith community?